The time is 7 o'clock. This is Radio Ghana. Here's the news read by Doreen Ampofon. In the headlines, Ghanaians are outraged after thronging the Accra International Conference Center to watch the much-touted video on the alleged judicial corruption. So all political parties and civil society groups met the EC's deadline for proposals on the voters' register when it ended yesterday. Despite some achievements on poverty, hunger, and universal primary education, Ghana failed to achieve the MDG goals on maternal mortality and sanitation. And the military junta in Burkina Faso is expected to hand over to the interim government today. To watch the premiering of the Anas video titled Ghana in the Eyes of God, Epic of Injustice. A two-year investigative piece of Anas Aremeyaw Anas showed 12 high court judges, 22 circuit court judges and magistrates, as well as court officials and police officers, allegedly taking bribes to set people free from crimes they have committed. Anas himself was at a venue with a number of dignitaries. The video was screened amidst tight security. Radio Ghana spoke to some patrons about their views after watching the video.
I've seen so much corruption around me. I've talked. The Bible tells us a man with clean hands and a clean heart will climb God's mountain. We need to keep on talking about it, as we do. We see a lot. Everybody sees corruption. We see it around us all the time. So the clergy just have to continue fighting against it in every way. And we will continue doing it. You know, we'll wake up and continue to do this and let everybody know their responsibility. Ghana is a beautiful country. It's a beautiful country. All the resources we have. You know, and if everybody, can you imagine if everybody in Ghana was honest, everybody, we wouldn't be a third world country. We wouldn't have to go and beg from anybody. That we wouldn't have to do.
We talk much more in Africa that the finance minister is going to be jailing the country. They wouldn't believe it. The finance minister went to jail. A former chief executive of the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation went to jail. A former chief direct legal officer of the Ministry of Finance went to jail, etc. A former minister of trade and industry went to jail. So whether they went to jail for what people thought was corruption, and actually it was just causing financial loss to the state, which you can't translate easily into a local language. So you think that at the local language level, people assumed that people went to jail for so-called corruption, when indeed that was in the legal position. So politicians haven't necessarily gotten away as easily as one might suggest. In some cases, heads of state have chosen simply to dismiss them or to terminate their appointments or not to reappoint them for reasons that I wouldn't know, but the decision makers have taken those actions. And I think the fact that you lose your position under a cloud for many people is already quite an indictment which affects your career and your family and your income. I think they wanted to give us an latitude, a span opportunity for people to make their own determination as to whether this could be said to be a case of proving corruption or not.
I was saying that why because Emperor fought back 9 years ago. Onu kwa anti na mibaye. Nagitina samo onu kwa anti na mibaye. Mabe hu susuiti. I was saying the Emperor back. Money why we begin over.
My court 3 years, many judgments, and see me the judgments, you know, yes, sure. With the judgments, you should try to be unkind. Now, I'm a Navy Sadia. Everybody who is a victim, you know, as I said in the case, yes, I should you.
You had views on patrons of the announced video, meaning how the video will be shown again today. Not all political parties and 18 individuals and institutions have missed the EC's deadline for submission of proposals on the voters' register. The acting head of public affairs of the commission, Christian Owusu Perry, told Radio Ghana there is still a window of opportunity for those who have not yet presented their proposals and are willing to do so within a reasonable time.
So far as my checks indicate, 12 out of the 24 registered political parties responded to the call to submit to the commission their views and positions on the voters' register. The rest of them have not yet submitted anything on the register. And it's not only political parties that were required to make their views known by the register. The opportunity was extended to civil society organizations, some identifiable bodies and even individuals. So in all, 18 responses have been received on the matter.
But are you able to tell us some of the political parties who submitted their proposals?
I wouldn't be able to tell when all of them submitted, but as we already know, the NPP was the first that raised the issue and filed a petition with the commission asking that the voters register be replaced. The commission subsequently gave the opportunity to the rest of the parties and civil society to also make their positions of the matter known. Since then, the NDC has submitted documents in respect of the issue. They have indicated their position on the register. So also has the PPP, that is the Progressive People's Party. They have also made submissions on the register.
Head Acting Head of Public Affairs of the Electoral Commission, Christian Owusu Perry. Now, Ghana's performance during the Millennium Development Goals program, which ends this month, has been a mixed one. While progress was made in achieving goals on poverty, hunger, and universal primary education, there is still work to be done on the goals on maternal mortality and sanitation. The Vice Chairperson of the National Development Planning Commission, Dr. Esther Feyabwaje, announced this at the launch of the last MDG report in Accra. Here's a report filed by Antoinette Abba.
Ghana committed to the tenets of the MDGs in September 2000, and to ensure full implementation, she mainstreamed them into the National Development Policy Framework. Progress towards the attainment of the MDGs has been reported annually since 2002. The 2015 Ghana MDGs report is the last which assesses the progress made nationally since the adoption 15 years ago. The Vice Chairperson of NDPC, Dr. Esther Ofeabwaji, said achieving Goal 7, that is ensure environmental sustainability, has not been easy. Much work therefore needs to be done in this area, as well as maternal mortality. She said the lessons learned will be essential for the implementation of the Sustainable Development Goals.
As we launch the latest of these MDG reports today and prepare to adopt the SDGs or Sustainable Development Goals in the coming days, I can assure you that the report that we have provides an overall picture of how well Ghana has performed in meeting its MDG obligations. The report outlines the shortcomings and the challenges that we encountered in meeting these at the national level as well as at other parts of our economy. The report also presents useful lessons learned to guide our approach to implementing the next development agenda.
The Director General of NDPC, Dr. Nimoy Thompson, said progress in implementing the MDGs in Ghana were monitored using the globally agreed set of indicators. According to him, though the goal on eradication of extreme poverty and hunger has improved nationally, poverty remains high in certain rural areas.
Antoinette Abba filed that report. The Ministry of Education has launched this year's Best Teacher Awards and the first ever Best School Awards. The Best School Awards scheme will reward schools that provide quality education through excellent academics and extracurricular activities. Deputy Minister in charge of pre-tertiary education, Alex Tremé, said this year's award has been repackaged into the National Best School and Best Teacher Awards to ensure that the entire school is recognized.
Since 1995, the Best Teacher Award scheme has been celebrated to coincide with the World Teachers' Day, which recognizes the contribution of teachers to quality education delivery. This year, the award scheme, to be held in Tamale, will be celebrated under the theme Empowering Teachers, Building Sustainable Societies. The Deputy Minister of Education in charge of pre-tertiary, Alex Tremé, said government has put in place deliberate interventions to enhance teacher performance. Companies and individuals are encouraged to give towards the celebration to promote quality education in Ghana.
A report on the launch of this year's Best Teacher Awards. Now, the disbursement of the 38th cycle of the Livelihood Empowerment Against Poverty Leap program begins next Monday, September 28. Government has made an upward adjustment of grants to beneficiaries of the program. For now, a beneficiary who received 48 Ghana cedis in the past now receives 64 cedis. Two member households who received 60 cedis in the past now receive 76 cedis. The amount for three member households has shot up from 72 to 88 cedis, while four or more beneficiaries in the household will be paid 106 cedis. The Minister of Gender, Children and Social Protection made this known at a news conference in Accra. This news comes to you from Radio Ghana, Accra, now to the foreign news, where the military junta in Burkina Faso is expected to return part of the transitional team today. An emergency meeting of ECOWAS held in Abuja, Nigeria, decided that the leaders of Nigeria, Benin, Niger, Togo, Ghana, and Senegal would travel to Burkina Faso with their military chiefs today. In a statement, ECOWAS said it planned to reinstate and demonstrate solidarity with the interim president, Michel Kafando, who was kidnapped last Wednesday, along with his interim prime minister, Yakuba Isaac Zida. UN Special Envoy to West Africa, Mohamed Ibn Chambers, has been speaking about the outcome of the meeting.
Measures that have been taken will create a conducive environment now for Burkinabes themselves to move ahead for the full restoration of the transitional government and also to address some of the problems that probably triggered this crisis. This is not one of the outcomes of this discussion, and I think what is being called for is for unconditional laying down of arms, return to normally legal dispensation in Burkina Faso, and the full restoration of the transitional institutions in Burkina Faso. I think that there is enough in this agreement to make very clear what the position of ECOWAS is, which is that it strongly condemns the coup d'etat and is calling for restoration of the transition so that dialogue and negotiation can be used by Burkina to find the right framework for the elections, which, as you know, we'd like them to occur as quickly as possible. Now, obviously, 21st October is out of the question, but under the circumstances, it is necessary to rapidly have a dialogue among Burkinabes to come up with a new schedule.
That was the UN Special Envoy to West Africa, Mohamed Ibn Chambers. And Pope Francis has begun a tour of the U.S., where he is expected to greet millions of American Catholics and address thorny issues like climate change and income inequality. President Barack Obama welcomed the Pope as he landed last night, a situation that has been described as a rare honor for a foreign dignitary. And now to editorials with Lily Defo.
The Ghanaian Times is worried at the deteriorating conditions at the Accra Psychiatric Hospital. This follows the revelation by the Deputy Director of Nursing Services, Emmanuel Papu, that contractors have stopped supplying food to the hospital due to lack of funds, a situation which has compelled the hospital authorities to feed the inmates with porridge without sugar, as well as garri and soup without fish. To the paper, the appalling conditions must be blamed on the health authorities, since mental health care is not receiving the needed attention. The Times urges the authorities to take the necessary steps and release the funds in order to cater for the mentally ill. Licensee teaches good, but proceed with care, is how the Daily Graphic titles its editorial. According to the paper, there is the need to look at the policy to smoothen all the rough edges in order not to hurt the already precarious educational system. The paper notes that research findings in recent times have indicated that apart from furthering the education, the impact of teacher innovation, efficiency, and classroom practices on students' learning have been negligible. The paper believes the licensing will check disciplinary problems such as lateness, absenteeism, defiling school children, and refusal to write lesson notes. It is considered that even though the country is being developed, the role of teachers is so rampant that any hitch in the sector will affect human resource development. That was the Graphic, ending editorials of today's papers.
And to end the news, the main point again. Ghanaians are outraged after throwing in the Accra International Conference Center to watch the much-touted video on the alleged judicial corruption. So political parties and civil society groups met the EC's deadline for proposals on the voters' register when it ended yesterday. Despite some achievements on poverty, hunger, and universal primary education, Ghana failed to achieve the MDG goals on maternal mortality and sanitation. And the military junta in Burkina Faso is expected to hand over to the interim government today. The news was broadcast from